from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Mason, September 4th. Markets Desk 5 Stories. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Let's get into it. First, from the Daily Upside. Severe US cattle shortage eats into meat hacker Tyson's earnings. America has the fewest cattle in three human generations. The resulting higher beef prices would be a blessing for the meat industry, were it not for the fact that operating expenses have swarmed balance sheets like horn flies to a herd. The latest to report on the phenomenon was Tyson Foods, which trimmed its outlook like a tenderloin on Thursday. Shares fell 7.3%, while rival Smithfield Foods and JBS tumbled 1.6% and 3%, respectively. This story starts with the U.S. cattle herd, which is at a 75-year low, according to the latest U.S. Department of Agriculture data. Next, second, from Themarket Chronicle, yen carry trade unwind could spark higher stock market volatility. Tomorrow is the jobs report, and the market seems to have a strange way of expressing any sign of nervousness. The VIX one-day rose on the day to 10.9. Maybe the jobs report won't matter. The jobs data has been so bad for so long that it may no longer matter. Hey, the unemployment rate could even fall because more people simply decide to retire and leave the labor force. What it does suggest, though, is that the odds of a post-report volatility crush tomorrow are very low. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Markets. Emerging market stocks, currencies rise as Fed hike bets ease. And then, fourth, from Naked Capitalism. Holiday weekend schedule. Your humble blogger and the rest of our team could use a wee respite, so we are taking advantage of the Labor Day holiday period. We will have only three posts today plus coffee break today and Monday. I will be beavering away on business and personal administrative, but getting that off my plate will free me up to better concentrate on too many overly dynamic situations. I hope you can get some R&R over the long weekend in the US and start your fall energized. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Markets. South Africa's IDC to sell its stake in Namibian uranium mine. Up next, sixth, from Bloomberg Markets. Oil heads for weekly gains on Iran war risks. Oil headed for its biggest weekly gain since July as renewed US-Iran hostilities heightened concerns about prolonged disruptions to energy flows through the Strait of Hormuz. Bloomberg's Honor Ant has the latest. Source, Bloomberg. And then, seventh, from Naked Capitalism, why entitlements cuts may succeed. Eve here. Between rising food and energy costs and a seemingly inevitable deflation of the AI equity and debt bubbles and related private debt tsuris, a meltdown or at least a bad economic downdraft seems inevitable. Recall that the 2008 crisis produced the Erskine-Bowles Commission to advance the Obama grand bargain and reform Social Security and Medicare, which fortunately went spat. It's not hard to see that another go at slashing entitlements is baked in, since upheaval will serve as a pretext for cutting spending, which translates into shredding social safety nets. Next, 8th, from Bloomberg Markets. World Bank's Misra pushes back on doubts over India growth. A range of high-frequency indicators show India's economy is gaining momentum, said World Bank Executive Director Neelkanth Misra, pushing back against skepticism over whether strong headline growth reflects conditions on the ground. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg Markets. World Bank's Misra pushes back on India growth doubts. A range of high-frequency indicators show India's economy is gaining momentum, said World Bank Executive Director Neelkanth Misra, pushing back against skepticism over GDP data in an interview with Bloomberg's Haslinda Amin and Menaka Doshi. Source, Bloomberg. And then, 10th, from Zero Hedge. Austin woman arrested after police find hundreds of suspected stolen bank cards, keys and mail. A routine arrest in North Austin developed into a much broader investigation after police said they discovered a large collection of mail, payment cards, checks and postal keys believed to have been stolen, according to Yahoo. Austin police arrested 42-year-old Elizabeth Rosso on August 25 after officers tracked her to an apartment complex near Tech Ridge Boulevard. Authorities were looking for Rosa because she was wanted on a warrant stemming from a credit or bank card abuse investigation. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. Want this every morning? It's free. Set up your own feed at storyflow.com.